It is always good to have the one and only Mike Patterson of the Omaha World Herald on the airwaves of High Plains Radio talking a little girls high school basketball. But he's fighting a cold right now. What a terrible time. Anytime a terrible time to get a cold. Hopefully you'll get rid of that when you get hopefully some rest over the next week or so.
Yeah, I think, you know, when the NCAA has their moratorium over Christmas, it's a time we can rest a little bit and recharge, so I'll be looking forward to that.
That's terrific. Now, did you go to Kansas City for volleyball for a few days, huh?
Yep, we were there Thursday and we were there Sunday.
Cool.
Bought our tickets when they first came out, hoping the Huskers would make it.
Right.
Yeah. Like everybody else, surprised they didn't. But, you know, it was still great volleyball down there, great atmosphere, and still a lot of Husker fans.
Yeah, I read about this. Yeah, plenty of Nebraska flavor and spirit down there. Darn it, just oh man, if we could have just yeah, like look what A&M did in the finals. Wow, a 3-set sweep. Holy smokes!
They just peaked at the right time, Rich. I mean, winning at Nebraska, which is a huge task. Then they swept on Thursday and swept again on Sunday. So just props to the Aggies for getting it done.
Well, Mike, talking hoops, talking some high school hoops. We're a couple of weeks in. We got the Christmas break and holiday tournaments. I know, looking at your prep rankings, the latest coming off the preseason rankings, there's been a few changes in a few of those classes here as of late, hasn't there?
Oh, for sure, Rich. You know, those preseason ratings are probably the hardest ones to do because you're going by what the coaches think and kind of what the teams did last year. You don't have a whole lot to go on. So, yeah, it's not surprising to see teams that weren't even ranked the first go-around break into those very first ratings after they start playing. But you're right, there have been a lot of teams that got off to really good starts that were kind of unexpected.
You have Malcolm, the number one team in C1, and I bring up Malcolm because they're going to be hosting a holiday tournament, which McCook is involved in. Malcolm, Arlington, Grand Island Northwest, McCook, once again, the four teams down there, and that Malcolm girls team is with their pair, their sisters down. The Dolliver sisters are pretty good again this year, aren't they?
Yes, I think pretty good's an understatement, Rich. Hallie Dolliver, the older one, was injured all last season. She was one of the best volleyball players and one of the best girls basketball players, so she missed that whole season because of injury. Fortunately, she was only a junior last year, but she's been back with a vengeance this year, had a really good volleyball season, and her younger sister is just as good and really has been putting up even bigger numbers. She carried the load last year as a freshman. She's a sophomore this year, so yeah, those Dolliver sisters are really good, and you're right. I've got them number one. They're 6-0 and really haven't played a close game yet. I mean, they're winning by 25 or 30, so watch out for the Clippers.
I know in that same class, C1, you've got a couple of Southwest Conference schools that have done well in volleyball. That has translated now to basketball. Gothenburg, Ogallala, Holdridge. Holdridge is here in McCook, and they kind of squeaked it by. You know, won by 14, but I know the Bison girls gave them a battle. But those three teams in particular are going to be right there in the mix of things come the end, won't they?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, Gothenburg is really on a nice roll with all their teams. Ogallala is unbeaten so far, and boy, really put a hurt on Minden. I thought the Whippets might give them more of a run there, but if you beat the Minden by 54 points, that's really saying something. And Holdridge is kind of riding that momentum that they had as the upset team during the volleyball season, making it all the way to the final. So stumbled against Sandy Creek and Gothenburg, but like you said, I think the Dusters are probably one of the better C1 teams again this season.
You know, the RPAC, Republican Plains Athletic Conference in D1 and D2, you've got quite a few teams, five, six teams that are right there in the mix of things, and you're ranked there were a few others in preseason that have dropped out, but a few others have got into the mix for the first time.
Right. Again, that was one of those where some of these teams were off to a little bit of a surprising start, and you know, I had Elm Creek number one. They did get beat by Minden. That kind of surprised me a little bit. But, yeah, I'm thinking of some of those teams, again, from volleyball. Shelton and Overton were really good. And just really kind of wide open in D1 this year, I think. Like I said, I've got Elm Creek number one, but we'll see how that plays out here in the next month or so.
I know pretty high hopes. I know a lot of the conference teams, RPEC with Dundee County Stratton, with I know Arapahoe in there as well. They lost their first game the other night. Cambridge, and you've got Paxton in your D2 poll as well. So the RPEC conference, that was the same volleyball, now to basketball. And some of the teams right there playing pretty well early.
Right. I don't think that's surprising, Rich, at that level. I mean, a lot of times you get a lot of the same athletes, and you know, if they're good in volleyball, they're probably going to be pretty good in girls basketball. You mentioned Cambridge and Hay Springs and Paxton and Dundee County Stratton still undefeated. So, they're playing some good basketball out in the western part of the state.
I know you had an article the other day on Kearney High School, and Class A has really kind of got off to the great start, and you got them in your top of the mix there in Class A rankings, and also the overall top 10 as well.
Right. They were another one of those teams that flew under the radar at the start, but they're 8-0. Talking to Drew Danielson, who previously coached the boys basketball team at Hastings, switched over to girls last year at Kearney, lost in the district final, so they had that motivation this year. Had a number of players back. They've got a really good freshman that's, I think, scoring about 18 a game. So I think when you get that combination of returnees and maybe a new face or two that's really good and the motivation of almost getting there, I think they haven't been to state since 2017. So they're really expecting something good at Kearney, and it was kind of unfortunate last year that they just missed being able to host the district final. They were eighth in the wild card points, and they had to go travel to Westside, who was seventh, and Coach Danielson said, that's our big goal this year, is to finish in that top seven because we want to host. So, you know, when it gets to that district final, you really don't want to go into enemy territory if you can help it. But, yeah, a really nice start for the Bearcats.
What holiday tournaments are you going to try to maybe hit on here over the next week or so, Mike?
Well, we got the Eastern Midlands Conference tournament going on right now, and of course, our big one here in town is going to be the Metro Conference Holiday Tournament. They kind of tweak the dates on that every year. It's not starting until the 29th this year, which I think that's good. Sometimes they've tried to get that first round in before Christmas, and starting it that early is okay. But, boy, when they come back after that week-long mandated break by the NSAA and they can't even practice, it's pretty rough when they're coming back for that first game. So I like the fact that they don't start till the 29th. But, yeah, there's just a lot of holiday tournaments going on. I know Stu compiles all those, and I don't know exactly how he keeps them all straight because there are many, many going on all across the state. And, you know, it's a great time right after Christmas to play those.
Well, it's a long season, Mike. As you well know, we're into December, January, February, and the road to the state tournament for the month of March. I guess it sounds like it's going to be slow, but really it takes off after Christmas and New Year's a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. I say this every year. After we get past Christmas, the school year just kind of seems to fly by, and I think we're going to be at the state basketball tournament before you know it, Rich. And, yeah. Looking forward to it. Like I said, a lot of teams off to good starts, a lot of surprising teams, so something really to keep an eye on here in the next few weeks. And, I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Always great to talk to you, Mike. You do the same. Take care of that cold, and we'll talk down the line. Okay, big guy?
All right. Thanks a lot, Rich.